Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Friday, Red Friday here on Fesco and Dusty McMorrie. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Did you do it? Did you start Mikey Ev? Did you have him on the roster?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, what a man he
yes.
is. Wouldn't it be nice to have that in Kansas City?
Legend.
6'5 down the left side, up in the air.
That's all you need, right?
You think you throw that ball 10 out of 10 times, the one he caught before the halftime ended, for like 50 down the left field side, left side?
Every time.
You think it's 10 out of 10?
I think it's, I'll say 9 out of 10 just because there's something
the
happens.
If there every time, though. I'm not saying like, well, there might be a time Baker leaves it left, or but 10 out of 10 throws.
You know, it reminds me of being like the older uncle that I am at times with my nephews, and you stand there and you hold the ball up really high, and they're little kids, and they can't get to
it,
right?
Give me it.
Yeah, and they're jumping, and they're trying to get to it, and you got the ball up in the air. That's what a 6'5" type of wide receiver is able to do, go up above everybody else. And because of your height, you have a better opportunity to high point a ball and to pick one off the back of a defensive back and all that kind of stuff.
That's a good secondary. That's a good corner, and A.J. Terrelli's doing that.
Yeah, he picked on him like a little kid last night. Man, they did what Bob just described is exactly what they did to Terrell last night.
Why wouldn't you do that when you have that, you know, you have that height advantage?
Yeah,
and I think as we start to realize, you know, that this Chiefs team has holes all over the place in it and what they can do to fix them, you start to watch these other games and you start to, you know, have kind of envy of some of the players that they have on their roster, like a 6'5" type of wide receiver. Who that guy is in the offseason, hell if I know. The good news is that Tampa Bay franchise is dissipating at the end of the year, so Mike Evans may be available, to come in for a year or something here in Kansas City.
You said your buddy's a Bucks fan?
Oh, yeah, one of my best friends.
Was he screaming last night, fire Todd Bowles?
Down bad.
Well, Todd Bowles fired himself last night.
I mean,
quite honestly, I
love that hoodie on your way out, Todd.
Leave that hoodie. Why is
the hoodie wet, Todd?
I don't know, Dusty. But I was this close to purchasing that hoodie last night, man. I'm like, $79 on NFL Shop. There was a 30% discount code.
Justifiably, he got to the cart and said,
I don't know that I need that. Then I looked at the Falcon hoodie that Raheem Morris is wearing. I'm like, oh, my God. I want that one as well.
The Chiefs one's cool.
Smash.
I wish the Chiefs had something different.
Looks like the one you got on.
Right? Yeah, it does. No, it is. Exactly. We all have it, right? Yeah, come up with something different because that's what these type of games do. Everybody wants to buy the merch.
And the field was sick.
Hey, the field was outstanding last night. It's like when we take the kids to a concert.
Great mojob.
They want to get there early because they want to buy the merch, right? No matter what concert it is, got to get the merch, got to get the merch, got to get the merch. People don't say that really at Arrowhead where you got to get the merch because we all have the merch. I want something different. You know, I want something unique.
I want one of those little things they've been showing, like the little cooler cup. That looks like a little.
Okay, let me tell you a story about that. Okay.
Are you going to ruin my day with this?
No.
I thought they were causing fights and sellouts. Okay.
There was a guy sitting next to us at the last game at the Indy game and had one of those cooler cups, right? And I'm like, what'd that cost you, you know, for that?
$25.
$27.99.
Okay.
And I said, okay, what are you drinking out of there? He goes, Diet Coke. I'm like, you paid $27.99 for Diet Coke. He's like, yeah, well, this girl I'm dating bought it for me. She was trying to do something nice. He goes, I don't drink. Older guy from, you know, up there in Iowa, they came down for the game. And I'm like, damn, they should have a separate option that if you're buying, and I understand how inventory works because I worked concessions at KU and we found out how inventory worked really fast and scammed the system. It was outstanding. and then I started doing, back in the day, you could find a beer vendor that if you just went back with your cup, they would fill it up for a buck. You just kick them the cash themselves.
Hey, they find a bartender at Jack Stack.
Because they count the cups at these events, right? And everything's based on, the inventory is based on the cups that they sell. That's why they do what they do, right?
That's why the waste management, they do the snake
cups.
Again. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so you've got this $27.99. Doesn't matter what's in it, they're selling the inventory of the cup. And I was like, damn, I wish they would have had a different option for you so you'd have to pay $30 for a little small Diet Coke. But it
booze
is what it
no
is.
Booze? No booze. $10.
Yeah, exactly.
What does he know about the vodka in my pocket?
sucker.
I saw something yesterday. It was like a gift ideas for men, right? Like 40 gift ideas for men. And I'm going through it. And one of them was a travel size version of an old fashioned cocktail kit. So if you go on the plane, you can mix your own cocktail.
Wow.
Doesn't come with the booze. It came with everything else, obviously.
Oh,
I'm like,
what?
How desperate are you on a plane that you got to have your own old fashioned cocktail mixer going?
That's great.
Out there. Yeah, give me a whiskey, whatever you got, and I'll make I got bitters.
You're sitting next to that guy. What the hell?
Is that a flame torch? How'd you get that on here?
Exactly.
He's making a smoked old fashioned.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to land. Gary's in the back putting together an old fashioned.
He's taking orders.
Yeah.
I was like, it's so weird that, you know, somebody
the
would
steward
buy
is
that.
Coming to him.
Yeah.
I'll do one.
Yeah. The double.
Hey, yeah. 13C would like an old fashioned. Exactly. Would you mind mixing one up for him?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, I will get hammered on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Airport I have to.
And plane.
Oh, yeah.
My record.
You saw me at the airport.
For beers on a flight was a St. Louis to Kansas City flight back in the day when TWA was flying.
Kansas
right?
City to St. Louis?
That's right. St. Louis to Kansas City.
So that's a 2-hour flight?
30-minute flight.
I was going to say, not even that.
It's not even that.
I flew to Tulsa and it was 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I was up.
Yeah. I mean,
so how many did we hammer?
I had three or four beers on that 30 minutes. And you think by the time you take off, then it's like another 10 minutes. So you're like, they're doing cart service for maybe 15 minutes when you're on that.
Yeah.
Flight. Yeah. So that was back in the other day. That's also, I think I don't even know who I was flying. We were just on a plane. You know, you meet people on the plane and we're like, all right. When we land, nobody put their seatbelt on. We're like, all right. Yeah. I still don't know who these people are. We never put our seatbelt on. I would not suggest that.
I always have a strategy that I hope to sit next to two elderly people so they get the free soda. But then I'm like, will you also order a Miller Lite as well? And then you can just you can give them to me. Absolutely.
Why would they get it free?
No, the soda they get for free, but then they get charged the beer. So the stewardess doesn't ask questions. Like, I'll do a Sprite and a Miller Lite, please. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh.
And then I just give them the money for the beers, and then they give me the beer, and I got three.
I see what you're saying. When you've already imbibed yourself. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, thinking outside the can.
Yeah, you got to think outside the can.
Mac, you think everybody started Kyle Pitts last night, or you think there's some fantasy owners in fantasy football today that have 46 and a half points sitting on their bench?
I think everyone's telling Kyle
what
Pitts.
What the hell was that, dude?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts sucks.
Why?
I'll just be
he
honest
with
you.
He had a great game at 11-166-3.
Yeah, right. That's why he sucks.
He's getting paid.
Yep, exactly. Yep. He is the worst type of athlete on earth, and that's the guy who's just total ass and understands when it's time to get paid, I'm going to show up and start playing. F you, pal.
Or he finally got a quarterback.
He's got Kirk Cousins. I mean, this guy's had 3 years of trying to figure
Kirk
things
Cousins
out.
Cousins made two receivers in Atlanta last night relevant. I don't know who the white dude was that he was throwing to.
87? I can't remember.
Exactly. Watson. Yeah, Watson probably. Yeah.
Watson.
Justin like, Watson.
His name was like Sativa, or maybe that's what I had.
Yeah.
No, that was Tesla, who plays for the
Tesla.
Other team.
Yeah. I had, something like that. And then Kyle Pitts, out of nowhere, 11 for 166 and three touchdowns last night.
Where have you been for the last 3 years?
I was shocked. And I was also shocked. I thought he went eighth overall, fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was, I didn't realize he was that high. He was the highest tight end ever taken.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, that is a sucker bet this offseason with a
like
free agent signing.
But I feel like he.
Call me a sucker.
I guess. Yeah. What's in the middle? Tootsie Pop or bubblegum?
Kyle Pitts,
okay.
Kansas City.
Because I think that everybody else is kind of like Bob right now when it comes to like scouting. They're like, that's not you.
That's
an outlier again.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you've shown us that is a capability, because now all your incentives.
Is that a capability or is that just a one-off that he just,
well,
oh
that's
my God,
why
had
you
a
have
day, you know?
Incentives and contracts. We'll sign you for $25 million a year, which is probably what he's going to get. No, he's not.
No,
he'll probably
no
get
way.
Like 17, 18.
That seems like a lot, too.
That
I'd
seems
have to
like
look.
A lot.
The
guy, the guy's Travis got a track made, record of just being terrible.
Okay, so we'll say he gets Travis Kelce money. He gets $14 million a year?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay, $14, $15 million
a year. But also guys get paid because they're the next, too.
But if you want that, like, you're going to have to get seven or more touchdowns to hit, like, an incentive, whereas it might have been before that game five or four. Now it's going to be like, well, we know you can do it. We've clearly seen it. You had Kirk Cousins' old ass drag you through Tampa and show us that you can go 11 for 166 and three touchdowns. So, you can show anything that you want. I'd like to see him continue to do that through the rest of the year in a meaningless season for the Atlanta Falcons, because I'll tell you what, you know who's knocking on the Bucs' door? Canales.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young. now in first place. And you know who plays Carolina two more times the rest of the season?
The Bucks.
And the final three. So great.
It is. It really, I mean, like, people have doubted me for the script for years, right?
Oh, it's alive and well this year.
They have told me I was nuts with the script. How do you fathom and really believe that the NFL just came up with two of the last three games are Tampa and Carolina?
And last year they gave Josh Allen the MVP, and this year they said, we're going to give you a Super Bowl trophy because Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow aren't going to be in the playoffs. Coincidence?
I think not. Carolina.
I'm half-heartedly kidding.
But Carolina should not be in any sort of playoff conversation in reality, right? But they are. And then all of a sudden, the two teams in that division that has sucked all year are playing twice in the final 3 weeks. You don't think the NFL knows what they're doing?
I'm sorry. If Canales wins that division, he has to be coach of the year.
Everybody in that division should be fired.
Drake May is better at quarterback than Bryce Young. Everyone had Carolina winning like four games this year. The Bucs are supposed to run away with this. He's going to win the South after winning like a total of, in that franchise the last 2 years, like four games?
That he may win the South with an 8-9 record.
That's the thing. You know?
He's 7-6. Okay. Say he goes 3-1 in his final four. That's 10-7.
Yeah.
That's a massive upgrade.
Massive from what they were. Yeah.
I had them 8-9.
Okay.
Look at me. Let's go.
On that note,
do you have the Todd Bowles instead? Do we have the Todd Bowles audio?
Yes,
play the Todd Bowles audio. This is how Todd Bowles got fired last night.
What do you tell them in the locker room after a game like this?
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
So it's your fault, not mine.
It doesn't sound like an angry guy. That guy sounds like the...
What's up, y'all? I got a question.
This guy then went on to blame the players.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah. He went on to blame the players. He 100%. Said, it's not the coaches, it's on the players. And that's when you know he's lost it. That guy is done.
Talk to you later.
Tampa will have an opening, if not today, at the end of the year. And that I don't know if that's going to be a desirous job or not. I really don't know. I don't know if that's a good job. I don't know what their situation is going to be moving forward. But I do know that Todd Bowles just fired himself yesterday by blaming the players and dropping an F-bomb laden press conference after a game that you led 28-14 in the fourth quarter.
He sounds like if Ned Flanders ever dropped one.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Marge Simpson, by the way.
Marge died?
Mm-hmm. The voice of Marge Simpson passed away.
I had no
idea. Yep.
Oh, rest in peace. That's sad.
Coming up on the other side, there was a signing yesterday for the Kansas City Royals, plus could have a sort of idea of how they're going to make a trade happen. Here, we'll talk about it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Having a great time.
You want to be.
Loving the fun.
If you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Better believe it.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
What do you got dropped?
If you want to see
the best of the
Todd big, Bowles F-bombs or passes from Mahomes for Rashee Rice this year?
Say that. I didn't hear what you said at the beginning.
What got dropped more, F-bombs last night by Todd Bowles or drops by Rashee Rice this year?
Ooh, drops by Rashee Rice, I think, yeah.
Because last night they said that Bowles dropped 7 F-bombs.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rashee Rice had seven drops last week. So, look at the number of drops Rashee Rice has had this year. It's probably up there with about 7 or 8 drops on the season. Maybe it's more than that.
We also got a thanks coach. But in a good way.
Okay.
The Marge Simpson voice actor that had passed away is the French version.
I didn't know they had
French Simpsons.
Yeah, they do. They have French, they have Spanish. I remember as a
I'm sorry. for spreading false false news.
As a child, I grew up next to people from Spain, and so they would go over to Spain all the time, and my friend would come back. He goes, they have The Simpsons in Spanish over there in Spain. I go, yeah, what's that like? He goes, instead of saying The Simpsons at the beginning, and I'm not kidding, he said this, he goes, they said Los Simpsons, and I was like, oh, that's cool, that's awesome, I love it. And I was watching the Everybody Loves Raymond 30th anniversary special that they had the other day, and they were interviewing the audience, and this audience member, they go, who came the furthest, right? This audience member raises her hand. She goes, I came from the Philippines. And they go, oh, the Philippines for this? And she goes, yeah, I watched reruns of your show, and that's how I learned to speak English. Ooh. I mean, that's so awesome that people are able to do stuff like that. Then I think about myself, and I'm like, I don't know that I would be able to do that. It's one of the things that I envy about others. People are able to pick up languages like that. Man, speak multiple languages or learn a language by watching Everybody Loves Raymond on reruns in the Philippines. That's crazy to me.
Mac, you want to answer this question from the text line?
Yeah.
Who's got a higher ceiling, Baker Mayfield or Shedeur Sanders?
I'll still give it to Baker.
Well, I'm going to go age, though. I mean, you know, maybe Baker's reached his ceiling. Shedeur, I don't know what his ceiling is.
The roof.
Yeah, but if Baker can reach his ceiling again, which is like a borderline MVP type candidate, I don't know if Shedeur will ever get to that, even for a stretch of 6 or 7 games.
Yeah, maybe. That's fair.
How many games?
6, 7, 6, 7. Hey!
So my buddy gets to teach offense this year to his 9-year-old girls basketball team.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
They have one play. You want to know what it's called?
6, 7.
You better believe it.
I didn't know the kids were still doing it, though, that's honestly. Awesome. I mean, I was watching some reels yesterday of the 6-7 stuff, and it was the in and out, and they, order number 6-7. The whole place goes crazy.
Yeah, they banned it.
I know. That's right. It's still good. It's still funny. But I don't know Baker anymore, man. Like, he's got his guys, and they still faltered yesterday.
I thought he played well last night.
He was all right. Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Showed some old school Baker with those feet and those legs, you know, getting sacked. But
he did need to win that game.
And he didn't.
Up 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Up 2 touchdowns with 14 minutes to go. Finish the game. It's not that hard.
4 drops is what Pro Football Reference says for our boy.
Rashee Rice, that's
4?
It.
Okay.
That's it.
4 in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not what have you done for me, it's what have you done for me lately.
Yeah, number 4,
And when you need your team the most, you're not producing, and that's the problem.
Yep. Exactly, yep. When we need you to be the guy, you got to be the guy.
And that's not just a Rashee Rice problem. That is a lot of problems for a lot of guys on this team this year.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, nobody's been the guy when you needed them to be the guy. Like basically everybody on this team.
Chiefs are favored by about what the temperature is going to feel like on Sunday. The Chiefs are favored 5.5 points against the Chargers on Sunday. The wind chill, I believe, or the temperature, I think, at the tailgating time is going to be 5.
Yeah, have fun.
Going to feel like -15.
I'll be
I hope
there.
You're ready. You got your ski suit?
Oh, yeah.
There you go,
man. That's going to be a cold one on Sunday.
So some information yesterday for the Royals out there. Andy Rogers had a good article about what JJ and Q are doing out at one of our meetings. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Eating cured meats and checking out everybody's sweets.
I don't know if you saw Q's outfit the other day.
I didn't know.
It pure
good.
Sex, baby.
Yeah. Really? What was he wearing?
Blue shirt, little floral underneath.
Oh, come on, baby.
I think if you look at that article and you see where the quote is from Cotrero from Andy Rogers in an article, you can see Q on like, I think it's MLB Network or something. Flies can
be. Juice all over the place.
Q.
It's good. Chris is shopping for him, right? Because he can't do that on his own, and we know that, right?
So the Royals acquired Lane Thomas yesterday.
Yes, it's good.
He's. Yeah, I'll tell you what he is.
It's a guy.
I'll tell you what he is. He is this year's version of Mike Yastrzemski. Because shout out to Mike Yastrzemski, $23 million. Royals weren't paying that.
No, $23 million for 2 years with a third year option at 30 some years old.
He's older.
35.
But here's how you do it. You're the Atlanta Braves. You have the battery. You have 22 bars and restaurants that generate all that money that you can pour back into your payroll so you can go out there and spend $23 million on Mike Yastrzemski as a luxury. When 119th and Nall opens and the Royals have the ability to do that, we'll see stuff like that happen where you can have a luxury player like a Mike Yastrzemski who – you know, yeah, he's making some good money, but you really need him on your roster because he brought everybody together. That's his value to a ball club. And so the Braves are able to do that because they have all those areas of revenue that they generate. That's why the Royals couldn't compete for a guy like Mike Yastrzemski. Now, times that by 10 when we're talking about all the other great free agents out there. You can't compete if you don't have the ways to generate the money, and that's why the new stadium in the entertainment district at 119th and Nall is going to be great for this organization.
And, so Lane Thomas is the new acquired Royal. Cheap, He's, I think, over 162 games. I think I looked at his number. He's about a career 240 hitter. Could pop you about 20 bombs. Play about 60 games. Have those Sunday getaway games. Have a defensive replacement, maybe. I think his defense is average to above average. Battled some injuries last year. Hit some big postseason home runs. But again, like Bob said, a guy. Mm-hmm. It's not the – not. I don't think you need to look at this move and be like, is that it? That's all they're going to do? Relax. There's more to come. In the article that Annie Rogers had, I believe she was talking about how the Royals want to be trade pieces, and JJ basically said they don't plan on trading Cole Reagans, but things can happen. Mm-hmm. Was a quote in the article, and it sounds like it's going to have to be a three team trade. Hard to say, three team trade, Royals and two others, and how they can make these pieces work. And I do think we are maybe brewing towards one of maybe not like the biggest like things that happen in the winter meetings, but it will involve three teams, so it will seem large. Mm-hmm. But we'll see who the Royals acquire, because they do want to get an outfield bat. They also do want to get some bullpen pitching, because you can never have that. Obviously, the back end of your bullpen is Urseg and Stevez.
And those guys flame out so fast. Just because guys were good last year doesn't mean they're going to be good this year in the bullpen. So you always have to look to kind of keep that upgrading as well. But Lane Thomas is a start to the offseason, right? That's not the only guy they're going to get. That's not like, I know people are always very pessimistic anytime the Royals do something and it's not like this major move like a Juan Soto or, you know, Otani or something. Somebody like that. Oh, we get Lane Thomas. I'm like, well, Lane Thomas is fine. He's a guy that's going to help your roster out, but he's not the end all be all. They're not closing the door and saying, all right, the offseason's over. We got Lane Thomas. No, that's just a start. That's just the beginning. I still think there's a lot of movement that's going to take place, you know, on this Royals roster. And I think there should be a lot of movement that takes place on this Royals roster because they have to get better, just like the Chiefs this offseason. I want to see a very active offseason from the Royals and from the Chiefs because both rosters did not achieve that level of playoffs that we're used to now around here. And so because they didn't reach the promised land, it's time to clean house and get rid of some of those guys and bring in new faces. And I love the fact that the Royals are doing it. The one thing that does concern you a little bit, though, with the way that the offseason is progressing is that I look at this Lane Thomas move very similar to, you know, we were talking about Trent Williams, and if they just got that deal done for Trent Williams, how many different things they would not have had to do to try to find that left tackle. But again, because the offer was a little bit more from the 49ers, they had more revenue to spend on a signing bonus, they were able to keep Trent Williams. Kind of reminds me of Brent Rooker a little bit. Like if the Royals were just able and thought about keeping Brent Rooker into the fold, we wouldn't have had all these random outfielders out there, and then we could invest and figure it out in another location. So it's amazing how one move years ago begats all these other moves. And like if the Chiefs had just signed Trent Williams, all the nonsense that they went through trying to find all these offensive tackles, maybe they could have had a 6'5 wide receiver or a running back or somebody of that nature, but they didn't get the Trent Williams deal signed. So now they've been spending all this time trying to find that left tackle, kind of like the Chiefs or the Royals with that corner outfielder. Had they just kept Brent Rooker, they wouldn't have had to spend all this time trying to find that outfield bat.
What do you think is a bigger need, Chiefs dynamic running back or Royals outfield bat?
I think the outfield bat is. I really do. I think so. Yeah.
Mac?
That's good. Yeah, I'll go outfield bat just because the Royals, well, I don't know. Yeah, just because the Royals don't, because baseball is different than the Chiefs' offense at least has Mahomes.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I was thinking about it. You got Mahomes still and whatnot.
Well, the Royals lineup has Bobby Witt.
It has Bobby Witt, that's the thing. Yeah, I know, it's a good point,
too. It's different in baseball, though. Like, you know, when you get to the bottom third of that lineup, everybody in baseball complains. Every single fan base complains about 7, 8, and 9 at the bottom half of your lineup.
Unless you're in L.A.
Yeah, unless you're the Dodgers. And I don't even consider them part of Major League Baseball anymore. Like, everybody's just like, you're doing your own thing out there. And it's like 29 teams are here and the Dodgers are out there. Even the Yankees and Mets are going, what the hell are these people spending all this money on, you know? But I think the bat, because it lengthens your lineup and takes the pressure off of everybody. Not that the running back wouldn't take pressure. It's a great question, but I just think for whatever reason, I immediately went to the bat because Patrick Mahomes was over here on the other side.
Yeah.
It's also the Chiefs' problem is that they think that way too.
And they do think that way. And part of the problem is like in baseball, yeah, one guy can help your lineup and pick your lineup up, but like there's not much Bobby Witt can do to make Lane Thomas better or whoever behind him truly better. Patrick Mahomes has that ability to make those guys better with the way he throws the ball, where he places it, the play that's called. So I don't know. It's really an interesting question that you know, used to be corner outfielder or wide receiver for the Chiefs. We may be back to that too.
Yeah. A lot of positions we could do that.
Would you rather have a 6'5 wide receiver or would you rather have a dynamic running back?
Because who's the head coach? Andy Reid. I take the wide receiver because they love to throw the football and they love to do the wow play versus the play.
It's a good answer. I'll still go the running back.
I'm with you. I would just love to see what would happen if they
had that guy.
Right.
But what if,
let's just say they have that guy and they're not using that guy. That's going to drive us all up a freaking wall next year. You know it is, right? You know it is. Let's just say they go out and get a dynamic running back, whoever it is. You just said Breesall. By what point of the first quarter in the first game are we going to be complaining about Andy not running the ball enough? First play, second play, third play, like first drive? Like, when are we going to hear, how come we're not using Breece Hall? You know, that's the reason why I consistently, like, just kind of do the Heisman a little bit to this running back thing. Because as much as I think we need it, I don't know that Andy thinks that we need it. And I don't know that Andy thinks if we have it, we're going to use it. Because it hasn't been the case in 13 years here in Kansas City. Really, the only time they had the dynamic running back was Jamaal Charles, and that was a holdover from the prior regime. And since then, it's been Damian Williams, Daryl Williams, this guy, that guy, my other brother Daryl. Like, it's been all of these randos at that running back position. They've had 13 years to solve that position, and they never really have. So I just wonder, if you go out and got a guy like Breece Hall, would he realize his potential here in Kansas City? I don't know the end. I mean, we've got this guy on the roster, this Damian Pierce, now for a month, and Andy's like, I don't know if he can. You know, he's going to be here a month.
This is what Andy said about Damian Pierce.
I think he's still getting acclimated to everything here. I like the kid. I can tell he's sharp and into it. And we don't have any injuries going on, so the guys that know the stuff are playing right now. And but I sure like the way he goes about his business. You see why he's a good player.
So then why did you bring him here?
He's into it, man.
Then why did you bring him here? You said there's no injuries right now, all this stuff. Why did you bring him here then? Like, what's the point of having this guy on the roster? Those are the questions now that I ask.
A month is enough time for a running back.
Good Lord, come on. A month. I mean, I heard him say that yesterday. I go, the guy, I told you guys on the 21st of November on a Saturday that this guy was coming. It's a month ago almost.
Run through the four hole. Run through the eight hole. Block this guy. I don't know, man. Sorry, Des, man.
It's okay. I don't know why you're apologizing to me.
I cut you off.
You didn't cut me off.
Oh.
Yeah. He's been here 15 months. He's back. Back to what the Royals in the winter meetings do. If you click on that article that Andy Rogers wrote, you can scroll down. Once you get below the picture of Mr. Frazier, right. You'll see that Q blazer and shirt. By God, is he rocking it. I have to give him some crap about that because it's nice. I didn't know he had that in his wardrobe closet, but good for him. It says biggest remaining needs, outfield bats. It hasn't happened yet, but the Royals' main focus this offseason is improving their outfield. The bulk of the run production.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, Q. He's got it.
Oh, yeah, Q. You're styling, bro.
Come on, baby.
I love it.
Like, blends in with his hair.
Yeah, it does.
But
yeah.
She says it hasn't happened yet.
Good job out of Chris.
The Royals' main focus this offseason is improving their outfield. The bulk of the run production comes from the infield, but the Royals still need to raise the floor of the bottom of their lineup and find upgrades in the outfield. They've discussed a number of free agents, including a reunion with Adam Frazier, who I think will be back for a cheap amount, as well as Harrison Bader, Austin Hayes, and Adolis Garcia. There was interest in signing Mike Yastrzemski before he went to Atlanta for, of course, the $23 million, which you were not going to pay for him.
No.
A trade remains likely, too, with the Royals talking to teams that have outfielders to spare and that need pitching. In an area of depth in Kansas City, which they have, there's one interesting note. Piccolo mentioned that the avenue for a trade might get a little complicated. He was talking about the potential of a multi-team trade. He said, quote, it may not be one team involved. It may be multiple teams involved. It's hard enough to think for yourself, let alone other teams and how they value players. You're not just going to get one team to see equal value. You're trying to get three teams to agree on equal value, and that can be challenging, but there are some good ideas. There are some things worth pursuing and continuing discussions on. Obviously, the names around that are Bader, Duran, Garcia. Would love Garcia on this lineup and play right field. Got a really good glove and arm in the outfield. And a name that seems to continue to have interest in other teams is a guy like Noah Cameron.
Yeah.
Because your rotation, I think, is going to be Reagans, Waka, Lugo, 1-2-3, with Bubich and Cameron probably filling those final two slots. And then there's guys like Stephen Kolick that are available.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys like Chris Bubich that are available.
and you do have a surplus.
Burger is available.
Is another one that's
those guys from San Diego are getting a lot of interest. The two that we brought over was Burger and the other guy that you just mentioned.
Oh yeah, Kolick.
Kolick. Yeah, they brought those two guys over from San Diego, and now they're hot commodities this offseason as well. I think to me the most valuable trade piece that you have right now in this organization is Cole Reagans, or not Cole Reagans, is Noah Cameron, and that's because of his age, his controllability, and I mean the guy was amazing last year. I mean we were talking potential Cy Young for him. That's how good he was, and that was not hyperbolic. That guy was dominating, and he stayed dominating all season long, and that tells you that that guy is a legitimate major league pitcher, because as the league adjusted to him, he adjusted back to the league. He never let the league get a one-up on him. He was outstanding last year and made sure he was outstanding all year long. Mm-hmm. And so he's the most valuable trade piece that you have. If you trade Noah Cameron, you have got to get somebody back that, like, even the casual baseball fan knows and recognizes, right? That's the type of move that you need to make. I believe the kind of the same thing with Cole Reagans too, Dusty. So if you trade either of those two guys, which I am a fan of doing, you have got to get somebody back in return that you know is going to be a huge difference maker and is not going to have the fans going, God, I wish we had Cole Reagans, or I wish we had Noah Cameron. We want the guy that's going to make us forget about those guys, like we did when we had the Zach Greinke trade and got Kane and Escobar and all those guys. You forget about the Zach Greinke side of things.
Yeah, the Royals are unlikely to trade Waka or Lugo, each of whom recently signed significant extensions. And then quote from J.J. Bacolo, we're in really good spot, so if the right trade comes along and it costs us a starting pitcher, we have to look at it. It's just not going to be Cole,
mm-hmm.
as in Reagans. So it does sound like that Noah Cameron is a name that they are listening to, that they want to hear what you're going to offer. But of course, this is one thing that the Royals do have, is the luxury of starting pitching, where you've got to make the offer sweet enough for me to let me let go of a guy like a starting pitcher that can get us to the playoff field. Because what we know is that pitching is what you need. Mm-hmm. And pitching is what they had last year that kept the season alive. It's kind of like you go back to the Chiefs when they were 11-6. They had that defense. No one could catch a ball, but they had a defense that kept them in the game. They had Patrick Mahomes. If you have a starting rotation and Bobby Witt Jr., you're going to be in most games, right? Because you've got that dynamic player, but you need something around that to kind of elevate that. As Andy Ryder said, you want to, you know, have a higher ceiling, especially towards the end of your lineup, which could give you a lot of answers of what they're looking at to add. Like Duran would be somebody who could hit like sixth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Garcia could hit sixth or fifth, and you could move Sal down. He doesn't have to be that pressured guy at like the fifth spot in your lineup. So kind of know where they're going to go. It sounds like there's going to be more than one team involved, and it sounds like they're going to use some arms, obviously we've known, but maybe not like arms like Bubich or Reagans or Lugo or Waka, but more like a Kolick or maybe a Noah Cameron, which would sting a little bit because Noah Cameron. But again, like that's how
sports works. And you know, Lugo and Waka, they don't really have any trade value. They're older and they're higher priced, right? So you take them out of the equation. I love the fact that JJ's saying, well, not Cole Reagans, and he keeps saying that. That means bring me a better offer. That's a subliminal message to the rest of baseball. And the rest of baseball is listening to that and they're saying, oh, not Cole Reagans. All right, let me see what I can give you for Cole Reagans. And so that to me right there, that is gamesmanship by JJ. And I love when general managers do that. This guy's off limits. And then 2 minutes later, they trade him because they got the offer that they were looking for when teams start to panic. And that's when it starts to set in too. I mean, now we're getting into the Christmas holiday, you know, the baseball organizations for the most part shut down the final 2 weeks of the year and they do their thing and then they get ready for spring training. So it may be quiet, if you will, for the next couple of weeks. But I think once the calendar turns, we get to the first of the year and we're in January and you can start to, you know, smell the grass of spring training, that's when some of these panic moves and whatnot will start to take place. And I'm not thinking about it now. All right, we're close to spring training. The Yankees just did this. The Red Sox need another pitcher. Boom, Cole Reagans. Boom, Noah Cameron. Boom, Duran here in Kansas City. I think that's what it's going to be. And I don't think we're going to see that big time move, I think anyway, till after the first of the year. It's typical baseball, right, Dusty? It's patience all the time with this sport.
Somebody says, why not just go get a Bo Jackson type player and get a running back and an outfield bat? Sure that exists anymore. Coming up on the other side, head coaching conversations, and also some fan had enough. He just burnt the whole thing down. Seriously, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
season's been a disappointment, but maybe not to the appointment or the disappointment of a team in Finland.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Total arson attack as a teenager confessed to starting the fire that destroyed a stand at FC Haka's historic stadium. Through and through, he cannot be criminally charged because he is under 15.
It's insane, right?
Teenager has confessed to starting the devastating fire that destroyed a stand at FC Haka's historic whatever stadium. Police confirmed on Wednesday the blaze erupted just weeks after the storied Finnish club, 9-time league champions and 12-time cup winners, was relegated from the Vakaholoskoliga to the second division.
That's right.
Yeah, something like that. A lot of vowels. There's at least 10 in there in that word.
Could you imagine being so angry as a 14-year-old boy that your team Matt got relegated that you went and burned down the stadium, right? Like, it's one thing to kick a hole through the wall of your locker room like that if you're mad, or punch a hole through the wall. This guy at 14 years old legitimately rolled over to that stadium and lit it on fire and burned it down.
That's crazy.
I mean, we were...
Total Seth Rollins.
I mean, like...
Burn it down!
Have you seen the video of this thing, too?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a...
I thought it was California.
I did too. I mean, like, what is this blaze?
Not trying to be a Richard, but like, I was like, what is, oh my God, this kid was pissed they got relegated.
Yeah. I mean, it is a blaze. It is, I mean, the whole stadium, because they got relegated, he burned down the stadium. And so, I mean, look, fans are passionate, right? Fans are crazy. Fans are nuts. Fan is short for fanatical. And at 14 years old, you already got that screw loose as a sports fan that you're going to go out there and burn down the stadium. Woo, doggies.
And his punishment is. Well, did we learn anything today, Jason?
That's right.
You can't start fires out of anger. That's called arson.
Yes, Mom. Okay, now that you learn, go back playing with your toys.
Exactly. 100-year-old stadium. Oh, my God.
I mean,
gosh.
Just, yeah, like legendary stadium or whatever is gone. Just burned it down, shreds, you know. Yeah, well, then we needed a new one.
14-year-old's pissed. Boston finishes last in the AL East for the first time since 1925. Burns the Green Monster.
That's
down.
Right. I mean, could you imagine an American sports fan doing something like that? The answer is yes, you can imagine an American sports fan doing something like that. Exactly. Yeah. Philly doesn't make the playoffs this year. They may try to burn down the link.
Yeah.
All right. So random question here. So let's say that Todd Bowles is fired. He hired immediately as a defensive coordinator somewhere?
I don't know.
I think so, probably.
I don't know.
It seems that there's always assistants that get hired from teams that are good that become assistants or coaches to another team.
Yeah, I was sitting.
Peterson from the Chiefs to the Eagles went to Super Bowl with Nick Foles, Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, we're
the
thinking
Philly special.
In the, is it the Philly special? Yeah,
Philly special.
Philly special, yeah. We're in this, you know, phase now where we're getting ready to fire all these coaches, right? There's probably going to be about 6 or 7 openings as there are every year. And they always list out all these candidates. Yeah, 6, 7, right?
He did it.
Yeah. Right. And so
changes the station.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another Christmas song from Michael Bublé.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, but at least it's relatable, okay? At least it's, because every parent's like, oh, God. We always look at the assistant coaches for these top teams that we hire. And I was thinking about it the other night. Like, there's this guy coaching defense named Shula out there with the Rams, right? Is he a good coach, or is he just to benefit of good players? Why don't we hire coaches from teams that are like mid, that maybe have actually coached and made their players better over the course of the season, instead of just going out there and poaching a defensive coordinator off a team that has good players? Because if you're coming to a team to be the head coach, those players pretty much suck eggs, okay? And you're rebuilding and doing all this kind of stuff. It's easy to be a defensive and an offensive coordinator when your organization has given you the talent. And remember, defensive and offensive coordinators are not in charge of acquiring the players. They're in charge of coaching the players.
Go suck an egg.
Yeah, exactly. And if you go out there and you are coaching players that are good, that doesn't tell me that you're a good coach.
That
tells me nothing about you. So that's part of the reason why I think we look at this thing completely wrong. We target these assistants that are, you know, basically Nepo babies that are on these coaching staffs that have great players because the GM gave them good players. I don't know if they're a good coach. 90% of them do flame out. I'd rather hire a coach that's on a mid team that you saw progress all season long with their players, and players getting better as the season went along. Like, I'd be looking at the Carolina staff before I'm looking at the Rams staff at this point in time. I'd be looking at who else is in first place that shouldn't be. I'd be looking at the New England staff at this point in time. You know, like all these
staffs.
Josh
McDaniels?
No, okay. But I don't know who else they have on there. You know, it doesn't have to be a coordinator to be a head coach. Andy Reid was not a coordinator ever
Todd Pinkston.
And so, but you don't have
to. Go suck an egg.
I just don't think you have to be a coordinator. I think that's a fallacy as well. You look at, all this stuff. You're like, oh, we got to hire an offensive or deep. No, you don't. You absolutely do not. Yeah. And you do not have to hire these coordinators off of winning teams. And I don't think you should hire these coordinators off of winning teams because they're a benefit of good GMs giving them good players in which to work. Go hire somebody from Carolina. Go hire somebody from maybe the Atlanta Falcons. They're improving as the season goes on. They beat Tampa last night, right? Find that guy that's actually had to coach lesser talent and make them better because that's the situation that they're getting into. But no, we want to go hire this wonder kid who called a couple of plays for a great organization. That's a stupid way to hire head coaches.
So I will play the defense attorney to your topic. Shane Steichen, successful coordinator on a successful team that won a Super Bowl or went to a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And what's the biggest problem Philadelphia has?
Their offense.
He was their offense coordinator.
Yeah.
Liam Cohen was the offense coordinator in Tampa Bay. That Tampa Bay offense was rolling. It's still doing decent, but it's not been the offense it was last year. We can agree to that.
Mm-hmm. I'd classify that, though, in what Bob's... That's a mid-team.
Okay.
Yeah. They win 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
Probably Tampa overperforming.
Bay? Yeah. I think Tampa's overperformed. I really do. Yeah.
And then Canales. There's one for you.
That's a mid-team. Yeah.
Yeah. And Canales was
Tampa.
Tampa Bay as well. So those
to your point, like Ben Johnson, though.
Yeah,
Ben Johnson was great team. Yep.
Yeah, great team, great players.
And he's been good.
They've been fine in Chicago. But I would rather hire a guy that actually has to coach and make players better than just go out there and say, oh, you were the offensive coordinator for, the Chiefs in 2019 or whatever it was when Patrick Mahomes is putting up all those yards and all that kind of stuff. Is that the right guy to hire to be your next head coach? I don't know if that's the answer. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, God, they target these guys just because the team is winning. It doesn't mean that they're a good coach. They're a product of a good general manager that's given them good talent, and they didn't screw it up. Find me somebody that's coached up players, that's actually gone in there and made guys better over the course of a season. That's the kind of coach that I want, especially if I'm on an organization that's looking for a head coach. I need my players to be better. How do I maximize the talent off of these guys? Because a lot of times these coaches are like, man, I'm just a product of these players. And then they have to get into a situation where they don't have good players and they don't know what to do because they've never had to coach up guys before.
Yeah, no, I get that. But also, like, if they're on that mid-team, do they know what they need to be to, get over that mid-level of, play calling?
Yeah, I think they probably do. If you're coaching up players in the NFL and guys are getting better from day one to the last day of the season, and it's a harder job to do. Like, if you're a general manager, that's a harder task to find those coaches. And everybody's lazy and in everything, right? They Tom Pelissero said, Shula would be the next guy or whatever. So we're all going to mindlessly follow what these dumb insiders say, and that's how we're going to make our decisions. Instead of actually going out there and working it and actually really finding out who a good football coach is, because that's what the Eagles did with Andy Reid. They actually found a good football coach when they hired him. I'm sure Andy Reid was on nobody else's radar, and I don't even know how big a radar he was on with the Eagles, but when he showed up with that playbook, that how to be a head coach and everything that he was going to do, he wowed them and he got the job, and look what it's done. He's turned into the best head coach ever. But that was a diamond in the rough type of hiring. That wasn't a play caller on a great team. That was a quarterback coach on a good NFL franchise.
So would Clint Kubiak be a guy? He's right now the Seahawks OC.
I mean,
obviously JSN having a historic year.
You would consider them a middle of the pack team.
I mean, they're above middle of the pack, I would say, but like
top 10 team.
I think they're a top 10 team. But if you look at the talent, they're probably overperforming. Like
they have Sam Darnold as their quarterback,
and we wouldn't have said JSN is a top five receiver before the season started.
Probably not. No, but now he definitely is. And so maybe a Clint Kubiak guy is that again. I don't know the names of those guys. I would have to really get
Schottenheimer down. Seems to be fitting. Your theory.
That's a great one.
Schottenheimer. Yeah,
seems to be fitting that theory.
Great
hire.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer.
And that was a Dallas
guys.
Job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where Dallas always, you said, always hires guys that Jerry can kind of use his strings with, right?
Yeah.
Garrett, the mannequin.
Yeah.
it didn't work out. There's
it worked out with Garrett. He had a 10-year career. That's a hell of a run
for him.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Mike McCarthy had enough. He's like, I can't do this anymore, even though I had 10 wins last year. And then this year, Brian Schottenheimer, what's he going to do? Dallas offense looks like it's been the best offense it's had since the mid-90s.
Yeah, it really has. Literally. I mean, Brian Schottenheimer's done a really nice job of coaching guys up this year down in Dallas because the talent, I don't know, it's all right. But, I mean... I mean, he's been a very nice hire. And, you know, it comes from the lineage of his dad. And I know who he has in his corner that helps him, you know, coach, because I know a lot of those old coaches that were here, the ear of Al Saunders and all those guys that were on that staff that he learned from. I mean, yeah, Brian Schottenheimer worked his way up and did really, he wasn't a hot assistant that was coaching the Rams defense at 34 years old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Only had a couple of sacks in a playoff game, so we're hiring it. Like Brian Schottenheimer, that's a great comp right there.
And the guy that you would stay away from would be a guy like Joe Brady.
Yeah, I would.
He's just riding the coattails of Josh Allen.
And they're often that great this year, right? Yeah, I would stay away from a guy like Joe Brady. Yeah, I've got to go with the guys that I look at go, they coach players up. That's what I want, a guy that coaches my players up. Give a rat's ass about what plays you called.
Go suck an egg.
Coming up on the other side, Andy on Damian Pierce plus Spags on Jaden Hicks and maybe some answers that can get answered here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.